Government101.com. Occasionally I see people talk about relationships and all these great relationship advice. And I'm going to give you just some basic, wonderful tips. Just two or three quick relationship tips. If you met your wife in the strip club or your wife has a husband, you probably going to end up in divorce court. That's just the one right there. If you're a truck driver and your wife has a husband, then this, and you marry her after she leaves her husband, hopefully, you're probably going to end up in divorce court. Just going to put that out there. Just going to say that one because I feel like some drivers need to hear it. Two, if your wife used to be a prostitute you knew at a truck stop, that might not last as a long-lasting relationship. Just going to, again, put that out there. And if she also used to strip at the strip club you used to go to, that might not last as long as you think. Basically, if you are looking for love, I suggest you look for love. If you're looking for sex, then I say look for sex. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not in a relationship. What do I know? It just seems like many of you gentlemen seem to tell me stories occasionally about your divorces, and they're to women who you probably should be happy to be divorced from. You know, if you happen, if you, I'll never forget, and it's a guy, oh, you know what? I never forget, I had a guy whose wife drove him crazy. The first day he was on a truck, she called him night and day, all day. We were in like the back roads of, I want to say, New Mexico, on one of these state routes. So we just were in a spot where there was no cell phone service. We stopped and went to sleep. He got up the next day and saw a cell phone service. I mean, it was boom, 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 boom. His wife was just all down his throat. How dare you stop somewhere where there is no cell phone service? How dare you? How dare you? Oh, by the way, she quit her great $100,000 a year job to go work at Cracker Barrel. Yeah. Yeah. Now, let's be. And then during the conversation of talking to him, the whole big thing was they had a threesome. Oh, shh. Yeah. If you want stability, date stability. If you want a hoe, then you have to expect hoe problems. And if you like hoes, these are the problems you will have. This is just advice. I am not in a relationship. You don't have to take it. You can try to turn your hoe into a housewife, but I don't think it's going to work. This is my personal opinion. You know, after hearing a guy after guy after guy after guy talking about his freak who just didn't pan out. Because shockingly, thieves, gun runners, drug dealers, these types of wives don't really work for men. But anyway, that's it, guys. That's all I want to talk about real quick. Just thinking about that because I know I got to go see somebody Monday and, I know I'm going to hear a long story about what his soon-to-be ex-wife did now, who used to be his personal concubine prostitute. Yeah. Truck Driver 101. Don't date hoes.